Nolte, New York sent birdwatching Karen to racial re-education camp. By John Nolte on February 17, 2021. A woman accused of filing a false police report against a black birdwatcher in Central Park last year was literally sent to a racial re-education camp. George Orwell's 1984 is no longer an analogy in Democrat-run New York City. It's real. Welcome to Room 101, where you cannot leave until you believe the things the state demands you believe. Back in May, a video went viral of a white woman calling the police about a black birdwatcher, who did nothing illegal or menacing. He did nothing wrong, and she made an issue of his skin color, as Breitbart News reported. The man merely asked the woman to put her dog on a leash. She responded by saying she would tell the police there's an African-American man threatening my life. Apparently, she thought using the term African-American made her racism okay. And, yes, of course she's a die-hard Democrat. According to The Hill, she had originally been charged with filing a false police report. But, get this, the charge was dismissed after she finished an educational program that focused on racial biases. Yep, the city sent her to racial re-education camp. If that doesn't frighten you enough, read this. The prosecution offered the program as an alternative restorative justice resolution designed to educate and promote community healing instead of a punishment. Cooper's therapist said the five sessions were a moving experience and her client learned a lot, Alessia Orbone said. Before I go any further, let me clear about a couple of things. First off, the black man in question clearly did nothing wrong. Secondly, this woman clearly used his skin color as a threat, which is an obvious and unacceptable act of racism. No question. What is also unacceptable, though, and not a little terrifying, is the government threatening you with criminal prosecution if you do not take classes that will teach you to think and believe in the way the government deems appropriate. That is flat-out blackmail and right out of 1984. The woman already lost her job over the uproar, but she still should have been charged with filing a false police report, because that was her crime. Nonetheless, it is not a crime, and should not be a crime, to be racist. As ugly and evil as racism is, what you personally believe, what personal opinions you hold, are up to you. You have the right to be a racist asshole in this country, and the government should not be in the business of threatening people unless they agree to be trained to think a certain way. Because most people revile racism, it is easy to say that when it comes to racism this is okay. But it's not. Once that line jumps over racism, what's next? What will the government tell us is wrong think next? What inappropriate beliefs will the government re-educate us on next? Will those of us who know global warming is a hoax be next? How about those of us opposed to same-sex marriage or who refuse to buy into the madness that a man can magically transform into a woman? The sad truth is that those are not rhetorical questions. We all know that once the public is slow-boiled into believing racial re-education camps are okay, we'll accept more. 15 years ago, gay marriage was inconceivable. Look at what we've accepted since. The Supreme Court, by fiat, made gay marriage the law of the land. You can get blacklisted and become unemployable for opposing same-sex marriage or for refusing to believe a woman can magically transform into a man. And it's deemed appropriate to allow a mentally ill guy in a dress to share a locker room with your daughter. Oh, and we were also allowing ourselves to be locked down and shoved in masks without much complaint or any real proof it makes any real difference. It's terrifying the things so-called Americans tolerate. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.